I'm on hold.
Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up to call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am. Now, we've already been to we've been all over the place, but we have the consent forms already from USA Health, and they're all signed and dated, and they took a picture of our driver's license and all that stuff. But they were supposed to call or text us, or I don't know, email us, and my husband's phone went out. So is there any way you can tell me how I can get in touch with the schedulers to tell them that, you know, we've got all this done, but they can't get in touch with us, and could they go on and schedule it over the phone?
I'm sorry, we wouldn't have the information. We just provide you with testing sites in your area. You can try adph.org or cdc.gov.
Oh, so neither one of us is good at all with content.
Again, our 7 days.
Can you talk to me real quick?
Ma'am?
Hello, yes.
We're in our 70s, and we have run around the world trying to get this damn shot. And every place we go, it's, you know, nothing's working. Something's wrong with us, or something's wrong with, you know, and I'm sure it's us. But either we're going to, now I'm high risk. I got a pacemaker, open heart surgery, diabetic, 73 years old, just got out the hospital. My wife is got Alzheimer's, dementia, arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, and regular rheumatoid arthritis, and we can't get a damn thing done.
Yes, sir, I understand. But we don't have information about how you can
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you listening to me vent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You
have a great day. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.